Hello, Internet. My name is Jonathan Cook.
And I'm Matt Noble.
Matt.
Yes.
I can feel your shoulder, Matt.
We are both in Sydney. Isn't this huge news? Jonathan with a little surprise trip down here. And
just needed to check on Screen Verdict HQ to see if everything was running smoothly. The interns were keeping them up to scratch, Matt.
Yes, and it's running like a finely oiled machine, I feel like. We both went to the football last night with different people, but we were both at the same football game, and it was a cracker.
It was meant to be. Just Screen Verdict destiny.
Yep.
Well, the Roosters fans out there.
They grand got up. Final. Yes, we're here heading we to the grand final. So if my voice is a bit hoarse, that could be why.
Yelling at kids in the stands.
Yep.
Very good. Well, not only am I excited to be here in Sydney, I'm excited for this podcast. It's one of our favourites of the year, I'd say.
It's the highlight of the year. It's usually in my top three for the year. And
we should do a podcast ranking our own podcasts.
I'd like that, actually. Don't know what that says about me, but I'd love that. So, it's the MTV Video Music Awards podcast. Yes.
MTV VMAs for short.
Yes.
We like abbreviations here at SV. And
so this is an awards, for people who don't know this one, where they get the best, I don't know who decides these, the five or six best music videos of the year. And people then vote, and the winner is the best music video award, best music video of the year. They win the award.
Yeah, and we are used to talking about film and TV, but we feel like this comes under the umbrella of the screen, seeing as it's not just the music, it's the music video.
Is on a screen, we're allowed to give a verdict. And what we've done most years past is we will give each one a score out of five, we combine those scores, and the music video of the year gets our vote and might end up winning the award because of our vote. However, we're going to do things a little bit differently this year.
Time-wise, we've structured this interestingly. So
the awards are like a month ago, so we won't be voting.
We weren't on top of it this year, but amazingly, we both managed to avoid all media. I've not been on the internet in over a month. I've not spoken to anyone in over a month. I just put my headphones on the plane and just said for 14 hours between LA and Sydney, don't tell me who won the VMA, don't tell me who won the VMA. And it worked. I don't know who won the VMA.
I have no idea who won either. I only just found out the nominees for the first time. I didn't even know who was nominated in preparation for this podcast. I went and checked, I searched news for an article around the time of nominations. So, because it was written when nominations came out. They wouldn't have known the winner hadn't been decided yet, so it doesn't spoil the winner.
And if they did, you might have cracked the case, something a little sus.
Yeah. Yeah. So this is great. There's always some interesting stuff to unpack with these VMA video music or whatever they're called. So so very exciting. Are we gonna start or how are we gonna do it?
Yeah, we'll just quickly explain the magic of time travel.
Yes, so, we don't have it developed to the point where we can go back in time and vote, but we do have a level of time travel ability.
5 to 6 minutes, typically, yeah. Is what the Screen Verdict time machine can do. So to you, it's going to seem like we watched it instantly, but we're going to watch it, come back in time to this point, and then give you our opinion. So you, if you have a time machine, you can do the same. If not, if we've already seen the videos, very good. You know what to expect. If not, just pause here, watch the video, come back, press play, and see whether you agree with us.
You have the ability to time freeze as a listener to our podcast with the pause button.
Mm-hmm.
So when we go in time, you just pause us, freeze time, watch that music video, then come back and hear our thoughts, unpack it. So,
Matt, what is the first nominee?
Well, I didn't memorize them, so let's look it up.
Best music video.
Ariana Grande, No Tears Left to Cry. Could be a bit of a sad one.
Yeah.
I have not seen this. I've got no idea what we're in store for. So, do you want to fire up the time machine?
Do, 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 do.
And we're back.
We're back.
Ariana Grande, no tears left to cry. Jonathan, what did you think?
There's a lot to unpack here.
Oh, lots going on.
First thing I got Inception vibes.
Yeah, that's the first thing I wrote on my sheet of notes. Inception.
In a city, she in this at the top of this skyrise building, and the building's bend. She's able to walk on the side of the wall. She's able to walk on the roof of the wall. It's kind of mind-bending stuff, man.
Yeah. The interesting thing I found with it was, so we open on this city, and there's like sort of the city is like a city skyline scape, but then on the sides it's a city skyline scape, and then on the top it's like a four-way city, right? Mm-hmm. And then we go to this, she's in this pink hallway leaned up against a wall, and then she can walk all the way around the wall, like on the roof, on the sides, and it's the same. And the thing I thought was really interesting is her hair doesn't drop down when she's on the roof or whatever. There's no like sense of gravity in the place. So maybe it's a like, out, like she's in another on another planet. Like she's, you know, don't know if she's an alien or she's a human on another planet, but there doesn't seem to be much gravity happening here.
Gravity doesn't apply to Ariana Grande's hair.
Yeah.
That's, otherwise she's a human in every other respect. Yeah.
Well,
the alien race that she's from just has no hair gravity.
Well, yeah, though I think later on, she's like, there is something a bit non-human about her later in the video too. So she's walking on the walls. She then falls through one of the walls into sort of a net of fairy lights, Christmas lights.
Yeah, it's this kind of almost like cave of like infinite cave of lights, and she's kind of stuck to one of the sides like in a net. You know, is she trapped by the city lights? Is that a metaphor? Yeah. The big city. She feels trapped by the fame.
And that's what I always try to do with these music videos is unpack what is the story?
Yeah.
What
are you trying to say?
She's in this hall all on her own, walking all, she can walk around all the walls, but there's no one there. And she falls through one of the walls, and I think she gets trapped in the loneliness, perhaps, of the big city.
Mm-hmm. I'll buy it. Buy it, Ariana.
Do you like that? Yeah. So she's there, and then we see her, as you say, sort of like she's outside on the skyscraper, and there's sort of, because it's like all these different gravities and directions, there's this sort of staircase that she's sort of doing quite impressive gymnastics on, but maybe less impressive in a world without gravity.
If you're not worried about falling, I could hang off that thing with one hand too.
Yeah, yeah.
She does do a bit of dancing.
Dancing.
And I'll be honest, I don't know if the dancing is really up to the level of a Beyonce or the Backpack Kid. I thought it was pretty pretty attainable. I feel like I could do that dancing. If I could dance like that, I don't know if you're reaching the potential of your music video.
The strength of this is not in the dancing. It's, I think, more in the visuals of this sort of trippy Inception-like city. She has an umbrella on the roof, and then all of a sudden, a pretty interesting thing happens to me, the wind blows it away, pulls it inside and blows it away. So now we're getting sort of this no gravity planet. There is now wind. There's wind. Yeah. So her hair does move in the wind.
Maybe that makes wind scarier, because something will just blow forever. Like it'll never come back down and let stop on the ground. It might just keep on going eternally.
Yeah. And then on the other side of the building, there's a whole crew of guys with umbrellas dancing.
Well, she didn't she seemed a little concerned by the umbrella. She didn't seem at all concerned by falling off the building.
Yeah. Did you find it confusing that all these guys and the girl, Ariana Grande, have umbrellas, but it's nighttime and it's not raining?
They're just very prepared.
Yeah.
They've all checked their weather app.
Yeah.
What the sky says, they're like, nope.
It said rain. I'm holding up the umbrella. They're not even holding it like folded away. They've got it fully out. Yeah. And you think the guys would be deterred by the wind that blew hers away and pulled it inside out. But no, maybe because they're on the other side of the wall. Mm. And it gets to a point which I think you're quite brought up quite relevantly, is she then falls off the building, which would be quite a shock to her because up until this point, gravity had not applied.
Yeah, imagine just being introduced to the concept of gravity mid-dance in your music video.
Yeah. Mm.
She took it very well. I would have been far more stressed.
Yes. So she fell, and I'm not sure if it was in slow motion or just she was falling slowly. So maybe...
Yeah, whether that was movie magic or just the actual speed she was falling.
Because we, again, not quite sure how this atmosphere is working on this environment.
We're working it out as we go.
Yeah. So I guess she doesn't make friends with the umbrella dancing guys, right? So she's still lonely in my sense is that, like, there's some guys with umbrellas. She's dancing on her own. She then dances with them for a bit. Then they don't really talk with her or dance with her or anything. It's sort of, then we see her sort of in a room sitting on her own, takes off her face.
Yeah.
And then she's got a floor full of different faces. What did you think about this?
Yeah, we see this kind of like kaleidoscopic view of a bunch of her mouths. And to be honest, that made me want Skittles. Don't know why. Sort of felt like a candy commercial. I was like, I wonder why there's so many mouths. And then we see her on the floor and she's taking off her faces. And I'm like, maybe this is, she feels like she has to wear so many hats.
Yeah.
But instead of hats, it's faces.
Yeah.
And then maybe the mouths are, you know, she has to feel like she can talk one way to another person, to another person, to another person. And so I think she just wants to be done with all of that. She doesn't want to have to wear all the masks. Yeah. She just wants to be Ariana Grande.
It's saying something about identity, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Who am I going to be today? What face am I going to put on or take off today? And it's led her to this world of no one. She's on her own. Mm-hmm. And she's, so there we go. Still a bit confused by it all. And then we have the final scene where she's actually now sitting not in a built environment but on a, like, grass, and there's a waterfall. And then it still is the trippy sort of square sort of type environment. And she throws a ball onto one other side and there's a dog there to catch it.
Mm-hmm. So you don't need the big city, the big lights, the money, the fame, the people. You just need some nature.
And a puppy.
A dog.
A dog. Yeah. I think dogs where the dog's her true friend. She doesn't need to put on a face for the dog. That's what I took from it. So did you like it, Jonathan?
I did like it. I thought it was very visually, I thought it was very interesting. The graphics were fantastic. I thought even if there wasn't a clear story, there were some interesting themes. Some things to unpack. Maybe Pete Davidson's the puppy. Who knows?
Yeah, who's Pete Davidson?
Her boyfriend SNL.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's a metaphor. Mm. He is kind of puppy-like. And I'm gonna have to knock off. I'm gonna have to knock off a point for the dancing. If you're gonna dance in a music video, you better bring it. And there wasn't a clear story, but I did enjoy the direction it took. So I'm going to give it a 3.5.
That's a really good score for these.
Historically, that score puts it in the running.
I could give it a 0 and it might still win. I think visually really interesting and intriguing. I think I like some of the themes, but I don't think it was consistent throughout. So I'm going to give it a 2.5. I'm going to give it 2.5. It's an average music video.
All right. We'll get the interns to calculate that, tabulate those scores.
Yes. So our next music video is Bruno Mars. He's often here. He's always in the mix with some quite fun music videos, but also some ones that have your head scratching. How much do these guys like Bruno Mars? Featuring someone who's been in the news a lot this year, Cardi B, with the song Finesse Remix.
I like it. All right, okay. Matt, to the time machine.
To the time machine we go. Well, there you go. Bruno Mars featuring Cardi B, Finesse. Just before we start unpacking it, I think the dancing was definitely a step up, right? Like, if the dancing was your problem, Ariana Grande, Bruno Mars, quite a good dancer.
Yeah, this was a dance-heavy music video. Bruno brought the boots.
Yeah.
That was – you might catch me practicing some of those later, seeing if I can bring those back to the LA clubs.
Yeah, he has some real finesse, you might say. He definitely does. So we start in a room where a painting project is taking place, I think.
Yeah, you got white sheets backdrop. It looks like they've got a bunch of paints, maybe spray painting.
Some brushes. They've got some brushes on the table. They've got some cans of paint, but they've also got some spray cans that Bruno Mars sprays the camera a couple of times. So we don't see what's actually being painted. That's sort of a big mystery, I guess, that they leave unanswered in the music video. What is this painting project? Because everything we see has a sheet on it. So that's not what's being painted.
This reminded me a lot of the opening to Fresh Prince.
Yeah, I did think Fresh Prince sort of. Fresh Prince top of my sheet. So they're doing more singing and dancing than painting. They're not really focused on the task at hand.
Are the paints just props to aid the dancing, or are they just dancing to have fun while painting?
Yeah. I don't know. It's a lot more. So Bruno sprays a little bit and she gets the roller paint thing and has one go at a thing.
I feel like that's the easy one. The roller. Yeah.
So then cut to Bruno Mars has now had a change of outfits and he's on the roof of a building dancing with his two mates.
Yeah, it looks like a stage.
Yeah.
It looks like they're in a theater. It's very interesting because there isn't sort of high production values, or at least in terms of like the visuals, there's no CGI. There's no even sort of like color grading or anything. It kind of feels almost like a home movie. It's like we've rented a stage and we're just going to record our buddies dancing with together.
Yeah, and it's sort of weird. The line he opens with is like, "I'm great when I'm with you" or something like that. But he's not with Cardi B anymore. Yeah. He's on his own. With his two mates, and I don't think he's talking about them. Like, maybe he is. But this is a bit of a common theme with the Bruno Mars music videos we've looked at in the year. He's always, never with the girl, he's always dancing, he's always picking his mates over the girl, which could be a good message. Like, that could be nice, but he's always singing about the girl. Like, that's what I get a bit confused by.
Yeah, I'm sure the girls are just so confused. They're getting mixed messages. They're saying, "Bruno, you say the sweetest things in the world. You're one of the great lyricists of our time, and yet you're always hanging out with your buddies."
Yeah. So he's dancing. Then there's some girls appear on the balcony, and they want in on the action, so they start dancing with them.
Yeah, they liked it. Get in on it.
Yeah, and then eventually Cardi B returns, still in her painting gear. I assume that this must mean Bruno Mars's mates have come round. He's been like, "I'll dance with you on the roof, Cardi B. We wouldn't mind finishing that painting project that I barely did anything on." So this whole time...
You guys went for lunch like 4 hours ago.
Yeah.
You're supposed to bring back a drink. I'm thirsty. I've been working hard painting all day.
So she comes up in the bed and like she just then ends up dancing with them.
She saw what was happening and she said, "You know what? You're right. This is much more fun than painting. I'm just going to dance with you guys."
Yeah. So she just finished the thing while he was out dancing with his mates. She's like, "Oh, the painting's done." He's like, "Great. We've been having a great time up here. You can join in now. Help make me look good." Like, so
maybe that's what she had to do to get into the party. "I'm throwing this great rooftop party. You don't have a ticket, but if you finish this paint job,
I might be able to get you in. Okay. And it's In Memory to Living Colour.
Yeah, a TV show. I think it's early 90s TV. I think Jennifer Lopez maybe came up on that. That was one of the first things she did.
Google it, guys.
Check it out. Jonathan's factoid of the day.
It says In Memory of, and then the screen has that with In Living Colour. And I thought someone had passed away. Like, I thought it was going to be In Memory of you. You know,
was it dedicated to? Either way.
I was like expecting there to be some profound name pop up, but no, some TV show that they liked. So, which, to be fair, on screen, Bert, we should probably say, no shade being thrown on dedicating something to a TV show. Like, I think we would probably
dedicate our lives to TV shows.
Yeah. Okay. So, are you ready to give it a score?
Sure. Finesse, Remix, Bruno Mars and Cardi B. I'll start with the pros. I like the style. It was sort of fun, early 90s. I was kind of digging the vibe. You could see they were having fun with it. The dancing was great. I think they killed that. It was a little bit corny, but in sort of a self-aware way. There were some kind of like funny cuts to like the guy with the bass guitar and things like that. So that I really enjoyed. But I think I got sort of everything out of the music video in the first sort of minute and a half. Like, I enjoyed watching the dancing, but I don't think it really progressed. And I didn't really see how I think they could have done more with Cardi B. They just kind of had her at the start and the end, and there wasn't really any sort of progression there. So I enjoyed it, but was left wanting a little bit more. I'm going to give it a 3 out of 5.
Yeah, with this one, the dancing was good. I'll give it a point for the dancing. And I'll give it a point for not taking itself too seriously and the fun vibes. And that's pretty much all that's there. So, great. 2 out of 5 from me. The next video is... Stupid me. Camila Cabello featuring Young Thug, Havana.
Okay, I think that might be a new entry.
Don't know. Never heard of him.
So we'll hop in the time machine and check out the Youngblood.
And we're back. Havana. Boy, this is quite this is the longest one yet.
There's a lot to unpack here.
Yeah.
I do have a pretty sturdy rule it's pretty sturdy limit of 4 minutes for a music video. I believe this clocked in around 6:40. So, points off already.
Yeah. So, where do we start?
How do we start? It has a soap opera-ish beginning.
Yes. A woman walks in on her boyfriend and another woman in bed together. She is shocked. Drama. Only to learn that the maid is also in on the action under the blankets. To only learn that her actual boyfriend comes out of the closet for her, and reveals that the guy in the bed with the maid and her friend is his twin brother, and he wants to propose to her. And then we find out that that's just on a TV show that our main character is watching.
Yes. I will say I hate it when music videos don't start with the song. They start with like a skit or something because they're always so bad.
Yeah.
They're either trying to be funny and they're not funny, or they're trying to be dramatic and they're not dramatic. This was trying to be funny doing a parody of a soap opera, and it was actually pretty funny.
It was pretty funny. I love it. Yeah, I like that one pretty much.
But it doesn't start there. We've got more. We've got more material.
So then we've got her watching the soap opera and she turns it off, I think, maybe, and her mum in the kitchen, who is being played by a man in a beard with a wig, wants the remote, and they can't find the remote. And then she's got a sister that's a white blonde girl that wants to go out.
Yeah, everybody else is speaking Spanish except the blonde girl speaks English. Wasn't sure if the old lady was her mum or her grandma, but...
Oh, yeah, it could have been either.
She was quite funny sort of talking about the remote and giving her advice on going dancing and said, like, oh, your sister, she was just born extra.
Yeah.
And so the sister says, I'm out. And then our main character decides to watch a movie.
Yeah, with her grandma or mum.
Mm-hmm.
Grandma or mum falls asleep. And she decides to hit the town. Now, is it worth saying that this girl is the same actress that was she's also in the soap opera, right?
Yes.
Like, so the main character in the soap opera is her. So maybe she's seeing herself through the soap opera character.
Mm-hmm.
So then we see her in the town, and then all we see her in a lovely red dress, go into a club, start dancing. Takes the microphone. Is this the... So she's dancing. She's takes the mic. She sort of... It's not Bruno Mars, Ariana Grande sort of show dancing type stuff, like where you've got moves. It's like partner dancing. It's like a Latin dancing club. She then takes a solo mic. Then a mysterious figure appears in the door. It's his silhouette, and she follows him outside.
Yeah, she says, young thug's performing, but I'm more interested in this dude. I'm going to go into an alley.
Yeah.
Always a good decision.
It seems like she knows the guy already, though, right? Mm-hmm. This isn't just some stranger.
Yes.
They've got a history.
And they start fighting. They start fighting by the car.
She slaps him. But it's sort of a passionate fight. You know, she wants to hit him, but she also wants to kiss him. You know?
Have you ever been physically fighting someone and that fighting turned into kissing?
No, me never. Either.
I don't. We're missing out, apparently.
Do we long for that kind of passion in our lives? Are we living not passionate enough lives that we are never in fight? Now, obviously, like, as a straight male, I would obviously never be physically harming someone and want to kiss them. But they might be hitting me. They might be like, I don't know.
Yeah, Matt was dancing on the rooftop again instead of helping me finish the the patio.
So anyway, so she calls him out and he says, don't you love me? She says, I do, but I love me more. And he walks off. And then we cut to our main character. He's actually in a cinema watching this as a movie.
So she left the grandma and home not to go to the club, but to go to the cinema. Movie. And this story we've been watching is just what's been on the screen.
Yeah.
And she says, what? That's it? That's how you're going to end it? And then the character on screen turns to her in the theater.
Actress, same person in both of these things. And what does she say?
She says, if you don't like the ending of my story, go write your own. So she says, okay.
She leaves the movie.
Mm-hmm.
She's walking along and just starts dancing on her own.
She's got a groove in the street.
Not as smooth as Bruno Mars, a little bit more awkward, but, you know.
She's feeling it.
But she gets the attention of a guy riding a cyclist.
Guy gets distracted by those hips swaying and falls off his bike. A perfect meet cute. And she goes over and asks how he is. And they start dancing together.
And then her sister comes along and
says, finally.
Finally.
This is why I was always so mean to you, to push you out of your comfort zone so you'd knock a guy off his bike and you could dance together.
Yeah. And that's the end.
We cut to the grandma dancing in the kitchen
with a broom.
With a broom, and that's the end.
And the good job, cyclist is wearing a helmet.
Yeah,
so that was good.
Good safety. I complained about Taylor Swift promoting bad knee safety with some of the angles at which she was lying. I just want to protect people's knees. Yeah. So good job, they're protecting people's heads.
Riding a bike out there. In a helmet, wearing a helmet will not stop you from getting the girl, according to this music video. She didn't go, ooh, wasn't wearing the helmet and think he's cool. No, she thinks he's just as cool with the helmet.
It could be a distracted driver. There could be a dancing girl. You never know why you might need a helmet.
Yeah. Yes, any final thoughts on this? Like, the one thing is, we don't need to do too much reading between the lines with this story. It's a pretty narrative is pretty clear and follow through, whereas, you know, not like with the Ariana Grande one, we had to put a piece together the read between the lines.
Yes.
Is there any chance that this character in her real life is an actress and she's in movies and TV shows? Like
has a multiple personality disorder.
Well, not multiple personality disorder, but like she's a famous actress. Of the star of a famous telenova soap opera, who also got the lead in a romantic movie.
Yeah.
And she likes watching her show and watching her movies. Or is she just picturing herself as the leads in these things?
I think it's definitely the second one. Although I would be intrigued to see sort of like a Orphan Black type storyline in which she's, finds out she has a clone by watching a soap opera.
She's like, boy, she looks a lot like me.
She seems familiar.
Okay, great.
Have I seen her before?
What are you going to give it, John? Oh, do you want me to give the score first? I know you've been leading it all. I could be accused of waiting to see what you give it so I can like give a score. I good story, good dancing. Music video started a bit late for mine. I didn't love what you wrote down the time. What time did it?
2:40
Before the music actually began. So a bit late. I think it was a really solid story that I was invested in, but there were a few plot holes and weaknesses along the way. I'm going to give it a 3 out of 5
3.
Yeah.
I have a lot of thoughts on this one. I'm a little bit mixed. So as I said, I don't really like sort of skits and things, scenes before the music start. I thought the soap opera thing was hilarious. I'm actually glad they did that. I think that worked. I thought the scene with the grandma was sort of needed to tell the story, but and there were some funny lines, but maybe that was a little bit slow.
Yep.
Then we get to the bar, and that wasn't that interesting. I didn't think the dancing was that good. I didn't think Young Thug had too much anything that interesting to do. She follows the guy out to the bar, and that was kind of... They're sort of like the parodies of these movies and things I thought were very spot on. I thought that was quite funny. And then when it's revealed that she's watching it, I thought that was sort of a good progression of the story. And then she comes out. As we said, we like story, and so this Howard one was easy to follow. The guy falling off his bike was pretty funny, and it sort of wrapped up her narrative, but probably wasn't nothing there was really as sort of funny or as satisfying as the opening. So overall... and it was 6:40 That's start. I have a 4 minute rule. Took 2:40 to start the song. Apparently it's a 4 minute song, so they had no seconds to work with.
Yeah.
I'm gonna give it a 3 as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Cool. Do you think it would have been stronger if they just hadn't had a music video? It just been they played out that telenova for 6 minutes.
Oh, it was the best bit. I'm not sure if it would be funny for all 6 minutes.
Yeah, maybe. No, I agree,
That's a good idea.
Okay, our next song is The Carters, I believe. The Carters, some new entrants in this category for us at least, with their song Ape Shit, all capitals.
Beep. I didn't. It's a bit late on the beep there.
Yeah.
Here we go. Here we go. Into the time machine. Na 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 na
na na na na na na. Whoa.
Whoa.
These Carters. were you surprised by anything in this music video, Jonathan?
I did not know the Carters was going to be Beyonce and Jay-Z.
Yeah, no, neither did I. I thought they had missed out on a nomination this year, Beyonce. She's usually in the mix. And look, she snuck in with the Carters.
So, I need to give people a chance. If they see my name on the ballot, they're just going to put me in automatically. I want to earn it.
Yeah.
With a ghost name.
So are the Carters Beyonce and Jay-Z?
I think that's his last name.
Okay.
So that's like...
I thought his last name was Zeke.
No. Pretty sure it's Zana.
Okay, right. Yeah.
Why do you think he's called Jay-Z?
Yeah. Okay, so... Yeah, so there you go. The Carters. Beyonce and Jay-Z. I'm just a bit just overwhelmed by them being in this. I wasn't expecting to talk about it.
Starstruck, man.
Starstruck, yeah. So we start with an angel sitting on the front steps of an old building. It's like it's a man with wings. I was a bit disappointed we didn't come back to this angel image later in the movie. I was sort of like, I thought that was a powerful image. I would have liked to see that angel's story. But then we go inside to an art gallery. It is the Louvre, because the Mona Lisa is in it. And that's where...
Do you reckon they really got the Louvre?
I was asking myself that question, and then when I saw Beyonce and Jay-Z, I was like, I think they got the
Louvre.
I was like, I don't know, this like up-and-coming rap group, the Carters, will like be able to get the Louvre. And then when I saw it was them, I was like, oh yeah, they probably got the Louvre. So they're in the Louvre. There are people that I thought at first were nudes lying on the steps of the gallery doing a Pilates class, but they're wearing just skin-coloured, like, tights, like Pilates gear, really. Yeah. Like, so...
Although if you are going to Pilates, wear a blue, a green, a red, you know, it might be a little bit off-putting for other people in the class if you're wearing tight, skin-coloured clothing.
Yeah, so Jay-Z and... Yeah, Jay-Z and Beyonce have booked out Ulu for a night, and they thought, let's run a Pilates class on the staircase. Is that the story here?
High risk, keep your strong core, keep your balance, or else you're falling down those stairs. Down.
You're taking about six people with you. So they've got a lot of outfits, Beyonce and Jay-Z. They change a couple of times. We don't see them change, but just in different shots.
Yeah, different room, different outfit.
There's one where she's got a nice, well, a big sort of quite elaborate dress, and she just slunked on the stairs, sort of, I don't know, sort of like moving around. Like, it's not, it probably is dancing, but it's not your typical dancing. It's sort of more just like.
Yeah, I have an issue, and this is sort of a musical thing, but it kind of connects to the dancing. This kind of lazy style of rapping. Where people just seem really tired, as if they're on Xanax on something, and they're just like, na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. And she was doing that, and I'm like, Beyonce, you're one of the greatest dancers in pop music, and you're just giving me like, na-na-na-na-na-na-na.
Yeah, for some of the dancers, you're just like sitting on the stairs, sort of just almost like falling down them. Like, you know, not falling, but sort of, what's like.
It's been a long night at the Louvre. This is about 3 a.m. apparently.
Yeah. You remember that old Alex Mack show where she'd turn into like, the girl would turn into this liquid thing that would just like sort of move around? I've sort of felt like it was that moving down the stairs with Beyonce dancing. She does some good dancing in it too, though, right? There's a bit of. But it's mainly other people dancing.
Yeah.
Most of it is her and Jay-Z. Sorry, I keep on thinking to say Jay-Z. It's more just Jay-Z standing still doing their singing and talking, just like looking serious.
They're very serious.
Super serious.
90% of this 6-minute music video.
They need to spend more time with Bruno Mars and Cardi B because they do not have the upbeat, fun energy.
I think it's because maybe they're the performance. We're on top. We're the kings and queens and everybody else. They go ape shit. Like, yeah. We do our thing. We're artists. Yeah. We're serious artists. And then they're the ones that do the dancing while enjoying our music.
Yeah. Yeah, it did seem very much like we are the rulers.
A lot of the imagery was like pharaohs and like kings and queens, warriors.
Renaissance paintings. So... that was cool. And there was a scene that I thought was quite powerful with a whole bunch of African-Americans taking a knee, which I thought is definitely about the football thing at the moment and the anthem and stuff.
Jay-Z said something about the Super Bowl, and like, turn down the Super Bowl, you need me, I don't need you.
Yeah.
And then it had showed the players kneeling.
Yeah, so that was quite... I liked that. I thought it was powerful. I liked the message. I would have liked maybe, like, it was sort of a bit just in the middle of a whole other thing, though. It wasn't
anything else.
Yeah. It was hard to follow all the lyrics, like, so maybe there were other lines that sort of touched up. Maybe there were similar themes, but really, as a narrative structure, was a bit out of place.
Mm-hmm.
Should we just give this a score? There's not really, like, and this
doesn't really progress. We go outside briefly.
To outside the Louvre. Yeah.
Yeah, there's someone standing on a horse.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. That was interesting.
There was some kind of fancy car. But, yeah, 90% of it's inside. They stop in the middle. There's like a pause break for around 30 seconds. But nothing interesting happens in that break. It's just shots of some empty rooms and a couple more people doing some more Pilates or dancing. And then they go back to it. I didn't understand the point of that.
Yeah. So I'm just trying to get some sense of broader what this is about. So they're running an indoor Pilates class where they're touching on some socio-political issues while there is some sort of interesting characters outside that might have been excluded from the Pilates class, like the guy on the horse, the guy with the angel wings.
Yeah, you those guys wings are going to get stuck in the reformer. We're sorry.
Wear the gear next time. You've got
to
wear
something tight and skin coloured to get into this class.
They wouldn't let us take a horse into the Louvre. Okay.
It's not us. It's store policy.
Yeah, it's the Louvre policy. Okay. And they were allowed to get the. I remember when I went to the Louvre, we weren't even allowed to take a photo of the Mona Lisa without flash or anything. I don't know why. Obviously, it wouldn't have done much damage to the painting if I'd Not featured in the music video, The Gift Shop. Did not see that because that is quite a prominent part of the Louvre on my trip. You can't, like, leave without... Okay. So, the Carters. Look, I thought the real strength of this was some really powerful, strong imagery. And I really like the shots of the different artworks and the placement of people in the frames and things like that. And I think there was some good sort of political messages and stuff in there. So it's powerful. I think there was some powerfulness to it, but it was a bit of a mess in terms of story and I think some unnecessary stuff. And as you say, that pause in the middle. I'm going to give it 1.5.
1.5. Tough score from Matt there. And let me tell you, the Beyoncé fans are real. As we've had some passionate fans out there, we've mispronounced some character names of Game of Thrones. They've come after us. The Marvel superhero. They expect you to know all the canon, all the backstory of the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Beyoncé fans, though, they might be the most ruthless critics of them all. But I'm sorry, guys, because I hated this.
Really?
6 minutes. It was so long. Everything before the music video wasn't really any different before the music actually started. Nothing new was introduced. We didn't learn any more from it. There was no story. There was no progression. It was all just shots of them looking serious, people dancing. Nothing really progressed from the start to the end. Disappointed by the dancing. As I said, Beyoncé is one of the best dancers in pop music, and she didn't bring it. Mm. No one could bring it like Beyoncé, but Beyoncé did not bring it in this music video. I thought it was really just sort of like self-aggrandizing, if that's the right word. It's like, we're the kings and queens of like art. Like, we are the pharaohs of modern day music. And I'm like, you have to demonstrate that. Don't just tell me that. Go out and earn it with some good dancing, with a good story, with a good music video. I did like the small, like, social political commentary that they did. I'm going to give it a point for that. I thought that worked well. But in every other single aspect, it flopped and just left me hating it. 6 minutes. 6 minutes of my life gone. I'm going to give it a 1 out of 5.
Okay. I think well backed up, Jonathan. I like it. Okay. we've got our next music video. And this is from a little artist known as Childish Gambino.
Uh-oh.
This is America. Now, I have actually seen this one before.
This is
all of the ones, I think. Let me just look.
But there's a lot in it, so it might be worth. Yeah. It's going to be worth a rewatch.
We got to rewatch it. Like, that wouldn't be fair. so we'll watch it. But I, full disclosure, I have seen this one before. Start at the time machine, buddy. This is America, George Gambino. A big music video. When this first came out, I actually thought this will win the MTV VMA. I don't know whether it has or not, but I just...
This got people talking. This was on the timeline.
Yeah. I teach at a junior school, or primary school, or elementary school, depending on what part of the world you live in. And there were kids like who were going, "This is America!" like little fifth graders, like
the same ones running onto the rugby field saying, "For Wakanda!"
Yeah, I think so.
Love it.
Yeah. So. I don't really want to touch too much on all the political stuff here because I feel like there are much more insightful people and interpretations than me, and it is saying a lot. Like,
yeah, who better to talk about black life in America than two white Australian guys?
Yeah.
We'll solve this problem. We'll get to the bottom of it in the next 7 to 9 minutes.
Yeah, but let's talk through a music video. It starts with chill guy... playing a guitar.
African music. Very happy, upbeat.
I wrote, fun, chill, African vibes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. In a warehouse, and Childish Gambino appears. He's dancing.
Shirtless.
His group, yeah. Body positivity.
Yeah. Bit weird, some of his dance moves, but still fun, keeping in the spirit with it all.
Unconventional, but groovy. I liked it. Then he kills him. pulls out a gun, shoots the guitarist in the back of the head.
As he gets to the guitarist, his guitar's been taken away and a bag's been put over his head, or a hood's been over his head. Charles Burley just gets out a gun, shoots him, and then sort of in a super disturbing, like, sort of part, like, he then gets even more into the song. Like, he's like, this is America, and looks even more excited or passionate than he was before he shot the guy.
Mm. Yeah. I guess it's, I don't know how much Matt said we weren't going to go too much into the political stuff, but I feel like every element of this is political.
Yeah.
So I'm not really sure how to break it down.
Well, I said I wasn't political. Going to. I didn't say you weren't allowed to. You say whatever you want.
So, I don't know. Yeah, but I don't know. Perhaps about something about taking from, you know, we like taking things from African culture.
Mm.
You know, are we going to absorb the music, you know? Yeah. Like, the original African music, or things that were, you know, originally African American, like jazz and rock and roll. We're going to take those, and then, you know, we're going to shoot you. We're not going to give you anything back.
It's
probably along those lines.
I think it's interesting that pretty much everyone in this music video is African American, right? So it's sort of how, I know, probably saying something about how the society, culture, some of this appropriation thing, they're now turning on each other or something. I don't know if that's what it's saying. That's why it's hard. I know this is saying some good stuff, this music video, but I haven't read any articles on what it is actually saying.
Yeah, well, we had like a similar example. There was a gospel
choir, singing.
Another thing, like black churches are famous for the great gospel music.
Love it.
Something else we love, and then he pulls out an AK
and he shoots all of them. He's dancing. He's getting into it. He's loving it. Then at one point he just stops and seems like he gets a bit bored. He's sort of like, oh, okay, yeah, over this now. Someone chucks him a machine gun, just takes out the whole choir. Keeps dancing.
Yeah, maybe it's something to do with, you know, in terms of violence towards black people. It's like people will say, oh, I love black people, I love their gospel music. Mm. But when it comes down to it, you know, the person that maybe is in a gospel choir still ends up getting shot.
Yeah. So it's this interesting mix. It goes from fun vibes to violence, back to fun vibes. And it ends with him just dancing on the top of, like, what it ends in, the warehouse now is full of burnt cars.
Kind of, and riots in the background. Riots.
Someone's riding on a horse.
Car. Yeah, someone comes by on a horse.
Yeah. After he was turned away from the Louvre Pilates class, he's now just running amok through the warehouse.
It looked like the dead guy was back as well.
Yeah, now that's what I was interested. Like, so I'd assumed the guitar player was shot, which I still think he was, but now I'm wondering, or maybe they replace him with another guy. It was the whole, like, because he was a sheet was over his head. It could have been not the guitar player that was originally killed.
Mm. Or maybe it's about, you know, those people are, like, kind of immortalized through their music.
Oh.
It's like they were shot. But
stuff's being said here.
Yeah, like, for sure. We don't know what they are, but there's a lot of metaphors to be certain.
Yeah, and then it ends, it sort of then pans up, sort of finishes, pans up, and then he's running down a dark hall being chased, I think maybe by white people now. It's a bit hard to see who's chasing him. I couldn't really see
them clearly, but he looks very scared.
Very scared.
And I thought he was going to get shot, but we don't see that. We just sort of see the scared run, and then it cuts out. Mm. Yeah, definitely a lot going on. I think the enjoyable aspects of it are enjoyable.
Yes.
The things that are supposed to be lighter, like the dancing, the funny faces, you know, it definitely gets you into a groove. I mean, it's catchy, brings you in. It's kind of visually entertaining. It's unique. Perhaps not the, your choreographed dancer.
No.
But he's coming up with some original moves. Try him at home. Try out the Childish Gambino. And then the dark stuff was dark. I mean, it really hit. It didn't.
Mm.
It didn't seem silly. It didn't seem boring. It didn't seem over the top. I felt like everything landed. even if I didn't necessarily understand all of the messages, I feel like there's a lot of rewatch value in there. You could be, oh, I want to go back. What was going on here? Oh, this person falls from the roof, or, you know, the horse. Or, you know, what do all of these different things mean?
It's a conversation starter, isn't it? Because you could even, like, your interpretation might be a bit different to mine, and I'm sure it'd be different to an African-American's like viewpoint, and you could maybe hopefully start a good conversation off the back of this. It is so jarring, though, moments of it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you just feel that, like, you know, like, it shakes you, like, when you see that violence, and then you see the sort of almost sick responses to the violence. And
yeah, I think that's part of it, the fact that the violence seems so normal, we just keep going.
Yeah. So I like that. Well, I didn't like that, but I think it was good. Well done.
It achieved its goal.
And I think you got the Bruno Mars music video, which is all fun, but what's the point of this?
Mm-hmm.
And you've got the Beyonce, the Carter's music video that is so serious the whole time.
But without a hook invested in it.
And I'd be like, this, like, in a really almost disturbing way, mixes that fun vibes with very dark, powerful message. In a really, like, I'm going to give this 3.5 out of 10, out of 5. 3.5, I'm going to give it 3.5 because I think it's really strong, really, and I just taking some off because I just, I'm going to go up to 4 just because there is a part of me that's going, maybe the stuff I don't get about it or a bit confused about it isn't necessarily its fault, but maybe its strength in getting you thinking about things and provoking thoughts. So I'm going to give this one a 4.
Yeah, I agree with pretty much everything you just said. I perhaps might have liked a slightly clearer narrative. I mean, it does want to get you thinking, doesn't want to get people talking, so it doesn't need to spoon-feed you everything, but maybe just a little bit of a clearer direction. And I thought all the dancing and the transitions were very nice. Maybe there's a little bit room to do something a little bit more visually interesting.
Yeah.
Certainly didn't fall down in that category. Maybe just could have excelled a little bit more. But overall, yeah, very powerful. I'm going to give it a 4 out of 5.
Great. Oh, we're in agreement there. And that's no real spoiler here. That is at the moment the one to beat, with one music video remaining. And it is Drake with hit on some other important things here. God's Plan. This could also put some interesting messages out there. I know nothing about it other than the title and it's Drake. So let's dive in. Okay, Drake, God's Plan, another quite long one.
We're late for so many things.
Yeah.
Drake, he's feeling generous.
Very generous. So, well, I guess generous on the record label's behalf. So it opens with the claim that the budget for this music video is $996,631.90.
Just showing off, I guess.
So, yeah. is that really how music video budgets sort of worked out? Okay, like, so Drake, we're gonna spend, don't go over that, not $996,632, too much.
Yeah, what what was more surprising to you, the amount, which is nearly $1 million, or the fact that it wasn't a round number?
Yeah,
that is bizarre. Yeah. it must be worse on percentages of something carried over.
Yeah, there's some
formula. Why would you not just say a million? Now, what's the difference between that and a million?
Yeah, maybe they think that some seems more accurate or something. Yeah, $3,368.10. I do have a slight theory about what this could account for, but I'm going to hold off on that for a second. Then it says, we gave it all away, don't tell the label, and the whole music video is just Drake using that money for good things.
I'm pretty sure the record label was in on it.
Well, with the they're sort of trying to protect themselves, like, oh, the label, the big wigs upstairs.
Yeah.
They'd be fuming. They'd be,
as if, like, Drake isn't running the place.
Yeah. They'd be. But really, they end up with a music video
a VMA nominated music video.
Yeah, like it's not like I think like if it was like we were given this budget for the music video, we decided to give it all away
and didn't make a record music video.
And then just the whole music video is just a like credits rolling of who they gave the money to, and that like I could get that, but this is a fairly well shot and edited piece of like whether you like it or not, and we'll get into that, is like it's good camera work. It's like edited, like people were paid for this. Like there was money, like which is why I wonder whether it was $1 million budget and they've taken off the money that they paid for editing and
cameraman editor.
Yeah, and the
Got paid, well, not much, only about $3,000.
Yeah, it's true. So maybe not. I didn't do the math in my head. But anyway, so what do you think of this as a music video?
It's an interesting premise. It's unique. I don't think we've seen something like it before. I mean, celebrities have done giveaways, but to do it as a music video and to see and the number of different things they did, I thought was quite interesting. You saw a bunch of just like regular people, he's just going around. Imagine some of these people, the sort of funny guy that keeps flexing.
Yeah.
I don't think they planned that. They're probably just going around and just met this kind of interesting character on the street and ended up getting a spot. It was pretty rewarding to see the donations, or whatever we would call them, being given, especially ones that seem sort of like more personal, the son with his mum, and then they were quite emotional. Mm. That's what you want to see. That's the tearjerker moments that they were going for. Mm. It didn't really build or progress a lot. It was kind of a lot of the same. It was interesting to see them go to the different locations and the different people, but after a while it kind of just seemed more of the same.
Yeah.
Sort of interspersed with a few different shots, like he's on a crane and next to a school, and he goes through a department store with a buddy and kind of dances around a bit. What am I missing?
I don't know if you're missing anything. I think those shots of him dancing took away from the premise of the music video. Like, I thought the whole opening concept was we were given this money to make a music video, but we didn't make a music video. Instead, we just gave people a whole bunch of free stuff. So I feel like then to have shots of him dancing. Like,
that clip, that's a music video. That's
clip.
A regular music video thing to do.
Yeah, that's the kind of thing. So I think that took away from the premise of the idea. I also think it's sort of called God's Plan, but it's a bit more like Drake's Plan. How great. Like, I wasn't walking away from that thinking God's great or God's horrible. Like, I didn't really change the way I thought about God at all, or at least provoke thoughts about that. But it did make me think, like, or they definitely want me to think Drake's a nice guy. Like, it definitely was, how good is Drake?
I think maybe like Jay-Z and Beyonce have a bit of a king and queen complex. Drake has a god complex.
Could do.
I think they could have solved the problem about straying away from the music video by including the recipients in that. And they did do one bit where a bunch of people from the school are dancing and he's
like,
a selfie.
That's fine. Yeah.
But maybe instead of just him and his buddy dancing through the department store, he should have got those people that when he was saying, you know, anything you want in the store, we'll pay for. You get those guys in on
and they start dancing with him after he said that to them. So they've got this great news, and now they're dancing with Drake because they're happy to.
Which is the real gift.
Yeah. He's like, guys, take out whatever you want from the store, and please be unpaid extra dancers in my music video.
Maybe it wasn't so much like donations, but he was like paying these dancers in Nordstrom gift cards.
Yeah. So anyway, I do like the idea. I do think, like, jokes aside, I do think it was sort of like quite a nice sort of thing to do and stuff. But it wasn't a great music video, and I think it was a bit muddled with the premise. I'm going to give this a 2 out of 5.
I agree with your assessment. I'm going to give it I'll give it an extra half just because it made me feel good. I'll give it a 2.5.
Okay. Cool. So let's do you want me to read them in reverse order from totals? Because Bass is waiting for us at the Lawn Bowls Club.
All right. Hit me.
Okay. In last place, we have the Carters. With what was it? Shit ape or ape shit?
The messages are on the way.
Yeah, so
2.5.
Two and a half out of ten. Then we have Drake with 4.5 out of 10. Then, and Drake had the God's Plan, right? That was it. Bruno Mars featuring Cardi B got a 5 out of 10, a pass.
A pass.
A pass of Bruno Mars and Cardi B with the song
Finesse Remix.
Then we've got, thanks Jonathan for helping point out the ones we haven't added them up. Then we've got a tie. No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Your two halves equal a whole. Then we've got a tie. Ariana Grande with her Inception music.
No tears left to cry.
And Camila Cabello featuring Young Thug with Havana. Tying on 6 out of 10. And then a really impressive score. The winner, Childish Gambino, This Is America, 8 out of 10. And should we find out who wins now?
Yeah, it was a strong year. I would say if you were to add up those totals, that might be the highest total score we've given out, because usually a passing score puts you in the running to win. And I think we had... I think we had 4 passes and Drake only missed by half a mark. So strong year at the MTV VMAs.
Okay. Should I just go to the Wikipedia page?
Sure.
Just trying to find an article or a video clip or something. But and the winner of the 2018 MTV Video Music Award was Childish Gambino. Oh no, sorry, Camila Cabello.
Oh no,
Havana. That's a huge upset, right? Like you this was America.
Ended it, Matt. You all those disappointed screen verdict Childish Gambino fans. Absolutely gutted. Oh,
no,
that's the real upset. The fans that you just screwed over.
Should we edit that out, or should we? Like, I don't want to ruin people's day.
Childish Gambino fans and Beyonce fans. I've upset a lot of people.
Should I record? This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to record me saying it properly, but we'll put that. We'll then like edit.
I actually like it. It's pretty funny.
Okay, let's keep it. So there we go. I'm so sorry. Camila Cabello. So sorry for...
Other people might not have been actively avoiding spoilers.
It is a month or two old. It's like you'd have to be so invested in the winner of this, but not to have found out who won. So Havana, that one was one we enjoyed. It got a 6 out of 10, which is a good score for us for this award. So how did he not win? This is America.
A bunch of white people voting, I guess.
You've got a bunch of, young, white, privileged kids running around elementary schools in Australia going, "This is America."
Not the voters.
Yeah. Havana's a good... I like the song, but... Yeah.
Nothing against... That... It was definitely the funniest music video. That might be one of the funniest music videos we've had.
Yeah.
It was mixed, but its high points were great.
Yeah. No, I agree. So, yeah, not a horrible winner. I'm definitely not like some years where you're like, what, the worst one won?
If the Carters had won, we'd have lost it.
And here's my problem. I saw it was Cabello was the last time I saw the O at the end. I'm like, oh yeah, here we go. Gambino, Cabello.
Starts with a C, ends with an O.
Yeah, and they both start with C.
And then a bunch of letters in between.
Yeah.
How would you tell?
Yeah. So, there you go. The accountants should have got to us quicker. Yeah, this is the problem. Okay. Well, there we go. It's a podcast.
Yeah, let us know what you thought. Facebook.com/Screen Verdict Podcast. Do you agree? Do you disagree? Who should have won? Who was snubbed? Mm. And another fun year doing the VMAs. I'm looking forward to next year. And the wait's a bit shorter. Only about 10 months until we have to do it.
Yes.
Next time.
Very good. And hopefully we get another podcast in the can before you leave, but that'll depend a bit on your plans and schedules and things like that.
Trying to squeeze it in. But thanks for listening, guys.
Yeah.
We'll see you next week.
Goodbye.